This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The Mankind Project, through its new warrior training initiative, asks men to stop living vicariously through movies, television, addictions, and distractions, and to step up into their own adventure in real time, surrounded by other men. The weekend training experience returns to mid-Vancouver Island this spring. We're joined on the phone by Grant Waldman from Duncan, Phil Gardner from Nanaimo, and in the studio by Bjorn Ratchen from Cobble Hill. All three men have experienced the weekend training and are involved in community-based men's work and men's organizations. Welcome to People First Radio, guys.
Hello.
Thank you.
Now, I want to open with a quote that that I found on the New Warrior Training webpage. Mahatma Gandhi has said that, quote, "The only devils in the world are those running around in our own hearts. That is where the battle must be fought." Bjorn Ratchen, tell us more about the weekend experience and this process of facing personal challenges.
Yes, we have this weekend called the New Warrior Training Adventure. And New Warrior, just to explain that, it's the warrior energy, the action energy. And new means we have to turn it into positive community energy. And the journeys that we do as men, as people, men and women in our lives are important and sometimes difficult journeys, but we consider the journey inside as being one of the most difficult in finding the truth as to who you really are. And men and boys are in particular not very often taught to go that route and express themselves as to who they are.
Do people find it particularly difficult to face the internal journey, I guess as you describe it, given that so much of the way that we judge one another in our society is based on externalities?
Yes, and we are taught in terms of privacy to keep things inside, especially as men. There are the pictures of the what you can see in the movies, for example, that the men are the heroes, the cowboys that ride off into the sunset after they have fought the battle. And any man knows that's not everything, but that doesn't say everything about who a man really is. But it's difficult to face the internal realities. And basically, we call it the gold, the assets that we have, and also the shadows, the things that we don't like to see, that we don't particularly don't like others to see.
Now, one of the things, Bjorn, that I also read on the New Warrior Training webpage was that this training isn't for every man, necessarily.
That is true. I mean, it is a physically demanding and challenging training. And part of the challenge is, I compare it to a seed. Any seed has a shell around it. You know, look at a cherry or any seed. And so for men, too, we believe that men have some what we call gold inside, but sometimes the shell needs to be rubbed off. So it's a challenge, and not everyone is up to that particular challenge.
Grant Waldman, you're on the phone with us, and you have experienced the New Warrior Training Weekend. What was your experience like?
Yes, Kevin. Yeah, it was it was definitely a life-altering experience for me. I walked in there certainly with that shell around the gold, as Bjorn describes it, and really needed to go to a dark place and kind of be led through a process that allowed me to find my gold and to be challenged by men and to be supported by men. So it was a very powerful experience for me, and kind of the other side of the kind of going through the process and coming out the door, it really empowered me to step into my leadership in my life, and I really haven't looked back since the weekend.
Now, the New Warrior Training webpage also states that you must be highly committed to your life, ready to participate fully in all training activities, many of which encourage you to take a hard look at yourself, your fears, wounds from the past, how you're willing to learn what you can do to take control of and improve your life. Tell us more about the results of this intensive work. Phil Gardner.
The results in terms of what we've seen happen with men as they've gone through the work.
Yeah, and yourself.
And myself?
Yeah.
I think that what we've seen with most men and also with ourselves, and I'm talking about myself and the two other gentlemen on the phone right now, has been that we've experienced a much larger commitment to our lives and to being positive forces, not only in our own life, but as that affects others, our children, our partners, and other men. It also has helped us to, and when I say us, I mean in general, men who have gone through the training, I include myself in this, to look at those wounds that everyone does carry from their past life, growing up and coping with the different kinds of things that families and society throws at men, and seeing those wounds in a different way, understanding them better, so that as Bjorn said, the gold that is there, the opportunity to become better and more proactive, positive forces in the world can come to fruition. I certainly, like Grant, I would echo his words in saying that since the weekend, and I've continued to work with the Mankind Project and help to staff more New Warrior weekends for new men, I haven't looked back either. It's made a tremendous difference in my life and the lives of the men around me that I see participating in the project.
Bjorn.
Yeah, I wanted to jump in here. The best quote from what characterized the weekend for me comes actually from a woman, a friend of mine, who I encouraged to participate in the weekend, and he, after some trepidation, did that. She thanked me afterwards, and she said to me, thank you, I finally got the man back I fell in love with. Because we all get so busy, we get into our roles, life takes over, and so forth, and forget who we are, and that expresses it for me.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. I'm joined in the studio by Bjorn Ratchen and on the phone by Grant Waldman and Phil Gardner. All three men are members of the Mankind Project and have completed its new Warrior Weekend experience. That weekend training will be held in April at Shawnigan Lake. Now, the Mankind Project has a similar program for teenage boys called Boys to Men. Grant Waldman, tell us more about that initiative.
Yeah, Boys to Men was definitely an offshoot of the Mankind Project. It was founded by a few men of the project down in San Diego going on 13 years ago now. And it's since spread around the world. It's in across North America. There's location in Quebec, and we just had our first weekend for boys in October over the Thanksgiving weekend, and so it's worldwide, and basically it's an opportunity for us to support boys, basically take on a lot of the stuff that society can throw at them. We give them the opportunity to be supported by men who have been there, and to support them in starting to take responsibility in their life and learning more about issues around integrity and accountability, things that quite often men like myself really didn't have a clear understanding of until I really came in touch with the Mankind Project. So it's really to give boys a head start in life and support in their lives so that they can walk into their lives feeling much stronger and much more supported, and the big issue with boys to men and is finding men. There's typically no issue finding boys to participate in the rite of passage weekend that we offer or the ongoing support groups that we have for them. It's really finding men to step up and be mentors for these boys. So that's our real challenge right now. Mm.
What are some of the issues that boys face as compared with the issues that men deal with during their weekend event? I guess what I'm looking for are potential differences and similarities.
Yeah, I mean, boys are facing quite often similar issues as the men walking into the weekend are, because a lot of them haven't haven't really worked through issues, you know, that they've been dealing with since they were in their adolescent years. So, you know, they're walking into the weekend, the boys walking into the weekend dealing with issues of self-esteem, you know, a lack thereof, feelings of real, you know, real lack of direction in their life. Quite a few of them are coming from homes where there is a lack of a male presence in their life, which is so critical for adolescent males, you know, to have that in their life. You know, so and it's quite often the case for men walking into the Mankind Project. A lot of them have had a lack of men in their life and have quite often been quite isolated in their life. So, you know, it's really about connection and about, you know, going deeper, you know, with men, whether it's the Boys to Men program or the Mankind Project weekend. It's about, you know, trust. You know, the whole concept of trust comes into play, as well as, you know, being blessed by other men, which is quite often something that boys and men have, you know, do not have an opportunity to have in their life.
Bjorn.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really important. It's really about leadership, and that's the parallel in this. In order to be a good leader, I have to know where I'm going. I have to have a direction, and we call it a mission. I have to know, what's my goal in life? What is this about? And I also have to be aware about who I am, and so take a look inside at the same time. And we encourage men to do that. And in turn, men become leaders and mentors for the boys that are sometimes lost. And just look out in the issues that we're facing in our society where boys get lost and men get lost. And when that happens, is all the energy turns what I would call sideways. It comes out in inappropriate action and violence and other effects. You know, and that's something we want to prevent from happening. In order to do that, we need to look at leadership. Who am I as a leader? Where do I really want to go? And who am I?
And just to add to that, you know, we have talked about how the Mankind Project and New Warrior Training Adventure has been the beginning for a lot of men, including ourselves, to mature into our own style of leadership and to look at who we are so that we're being true to ourselves in our leadership and taking our own personal accountability and taking responsibility for our lives as men. And we decided that we wanted to do that for boys, too. We wanted to start younger. And so Boys to Men, and again, I think Grant would agree with this, and Grant is certainly more experienced in Boys to Men than I am, but might want to comment. But the helping the boys to mature into their own style of leadership, helping them to look at themselves and be true to themselves, get to know themselves better, take personal accountability, take responsibility for their lives, and not engage in the negative things that we see so often happening out there in the world when boys become lost.
Grant. Phil, we only have a couple of moments left here. We're over a little bit on our time. Before we say goodbye, Phil, I wanted to ask you, what happens after the training is over? So to bring us back to the New Warrior training experience, what has your experience been, or what have you observed in the experiences of other men? What happens after the training is over? What are the next steps?
Well, the next step after the training is a graduation that happens 2 weeks later. As Bjorn mentioned, that's where we first get a lot of very positive feedback from the spouses, partners, and even the children of men who have gone through it, what a positive change they've seen in the man. And then after that, men attend I groups that occur on a weekly basis that help them to continue to do the work, continue to stay with the project and support the community as the community supports them, and continue to do other kinds of off projects that are related to it. A lot of men in the project are involved in the men's centers, both in Cowichan. Grant is actually executive director of that men's center, as well as the one in Nanaimo, and in Boys to Men. But Grant might want to comment.
Yeah, I mean the Cowichan Men's Resource Center has basically, you know, come into being to support and to, you know, to continue to walk the walk and talk the talk about, you know, what we learned through the New Warrior Train Adventure and our men's work and, you know, supporting the Mankind Project, supporting Boys to Men, etc. So we're here to advocate and to support our community with these types of programs.
Bjorn, we have just a second left. Do you have a website to share or information to share? How can people find out more about this?
Absolutely. Just one very quick comment. This is not about men against women. This is a conversation, open conversation, where men can be honest with each other. And beyond the weekend, we are looking actually at men and women getting together and become men, better partners, better community members, etc. The website, yes, where you can get all the information is kenwest.mkp.org. And I'm sure you can put it on your website as a link, so that would help probably because it's difficult to do that over the radio. But it's really about building community. And in order to do that, we have to take on leadership and we have to know who we are and where we're going.
Grant Waldman is from Duncan. Phil Gardner is from Nanaimo. Bjorn Ratchin is from Cobble Hill. They're members of the Mankind Project. All three men have experienced the New Warrior Training Adventure Weekend and are involved in community-based men's work and men's organizations.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society, CHLY, 101.7 FM. CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.